So, Call of Duty Elite. So, what is it? It's a subscription-based service. Don't know the price yet. Don't know if it's going to be monthly, yearly. Probably going to be yearly. It's going to apply to pretty much Call of Duty games from this way forward. You're going to have it on Black Ops. You're going to have it on Modern Warfare 3. It's really going to shine probably on Modern Warfare 3. They have been keeping stats for Black Ops, but I think all the stuff comes when Modern Warfare 3 actually launches at the end of this year. So basically, it'll be a stat tracking system, kind of like Bungie.net. Well, actually, pretty much exactly the same thing as Bungie.net. So you got heat maps on the maps for the multiplayer. You can see where people are, you know, doing the most action. You're gonna have, you know, your KD. You know, this stuff will still probably be in the game. Some of that, you know, the KD and stuff like that. But you'll be able to see some in-depth stuff on the website because it's basically a web service. You're going to pay for it. Like I said, there's no price given yet. But basically, when you pay for this, you'll also be able to get all the multiplayer maps when they're released. So you don't have to actually pay for those. It's kind of like paying for them up front. So anyway, that's kind of what it is. If you want more information, go online. There's multiple previews of it. I think this is obviously for the people who are hardcore players of Call of Duty, you know, the ones that are still playing online now, because those people always need something more. They always need to have something they can look at, something to kind of boast their own stats, their own attributes to other people, and I think this is kind of catering to them. It's definitely not for the people who pick it up and play, you know, at a friend's house or something, or buy the game, play the single player, play a couple multiplayer matches. This is not something they're going to buy, obviously. This is something for those people that are just going to be, because, I mean, a lot of times you'll see these people, especially on, like, YouTube and stuff, there's a whole community of, players that'll, you know, do commentaries on their gameplay and stuff like that, and those players are the ones that are looking for ways to become better, they're figuring this stuff out themselves, but obviously now with this Call of Duty Elite, it's going to help them out, and it's going to help them, you know, find out better strategies, and get better at the game. And it's just gonna make it harder for us casual people to have fun time, I guess, because if these people buy this kind of thing, they're gonna have so much more knowledge than a regular casual guy playing. So I don't know. I mean, the reason why I guess they're doing this is because Activision can do this. I mean, it wasn't long ago when Kotick said, Bobby Kotick, the CEO there, if we can make them pay for multiplayer, then we're gonna do it. And there we go. I mean, it was not really shocking, I think, the whole announcement. It's just something that I think they can do. I mean, it'll be surprising to see how this goes. I'm pretty sure that it's not gonna go bad for them. I mean, you're still having people paying $60. If you're having them also pay another $40 or something, of course, like I said, no exact price, but you're having them pay maybe an upfront cost for this kind of subscription. That's almost like $100 per, you know, these hardcore people. Of course, a lot of their sales are, I mean, obviously from the hardcore, but then there's a good majority of their sales that are just people, you know, picking it up because it's a new Call of Duty and they may or may not be paying for that subscription, but it's still a way to get more money, and obviously they're out for the money. I don't know. Judging from the trailer, like, I didn't really like the trailer. I actually didn't even really watch all the trailer because I thought it was just really trying way too hard to be funny. It was kind of like one of those commentary videos you'll see on YouTube. It was just cheesy and bad. I don't know. This isn't something I'm going to buy. But in the future, this is really looking interesting because, you know, subscription-based services are definitely, you look at World of Warcraft, same thing under Activision. Well, actually, partnered with Activision. You know, and it works great for them. Of course, that is an MMO, so obviously, somehow this Call of Duty Elite is going to have to keep kind of a consistent world, kind of. I mean, not like an MMO, but it's going to need to be able to keep these stats and keep evolving, hopefully. So I guess we'll see how this comes up, or how this goes. I'm not sure what's going to happen with it. You can sign up for a beta right now. It doesn't start till, I think, November, I think it starts a little bit earlier before Modern Warfare 3, because it does tie in with Black Ops. So we'll see. I don't know. It's really interesting to see how this goes for them, because it's really critical that this year they need to keep those Call of Duties going and keep them quality products, because if they start degrading, then, you know, it's going to end up like Guitar Hero.